Hi, everybody, and welcome back to this episode of Strategy, Leadership, and Impact. Hope you've been well since the last episode. I've been quite busy lately, but very productive. I finally finished my last session in the recording booth, recording the audiobook for The Leadership Path, a guide for leading yourself, your teams, and your organizations. Now I was going to go through quite a few editing steps to clean it up, put it all together. And then once that's all done, of course, it'll be released across all the major platforms where you can download audiobooks. And it'll be, of course, available still along with the paper copy and the ebook version of the book. And then later this year, I'll start recording an audiobook version of Soldier to Executive, my first book that I published back in 2020. Really exciting times. It just gives that, opens up that whole other market, I guess, for people that enjoy audiobooks and prefer them over paper books and things like that. So I'm really excited about it. Really looking forward to getting that out there for everyone to enjoy. And all the feedback I've gotten so far about the book itself has been very positive. So looking forward to, again, getting that out there, just expanding the reach of that book and sharing the knowledge just like we do through this podcast. Also starting a second podcast. We're not really starting a second podcast, but restarting one called the James and Dad Podcast. It's one that I do with my son, James. We started it quite a number of years ago when he was quite young, about 6 or 7. We did the last episode and he's about 8. He kind of lost interest in it, but now he's really got the interest back again. So we're revamping that that format of that podcast, and we're going to get it back out there probably in the next 2 to 3 weeks or so. We're just still setting things up, going through, working out all the audio issues and a couple of other little things. And once we have it ready to go, it'll be back out there to the world to listen to. Anyway, enough about all that. Just want to get into today's topic. And what I wanted to talk about in this episode is corporate responsibility. You might hear it called CSR, corporate social responsibility. It's really been a big topic, particularly when you look at things around environmental impact, social impact, but also dealing with things like climate change and how corporations are addressing climate change, addressing social issues and different things like that. So that's why I want to talk about this. And someone asked me a question about it the other day. Well, what exactly is it? How do we know it when we see it? It used to be referred to as corporate citizenship, but corporate social responsibility or corporate responsibility really refers to a company's commitment to addressing and managing its impact on society and the environment. It involves the integration of social, environmental, and ethical considerations into the company's practices and decision-making processes. And when I use company, that's synonymous with for-profits, not-for-profits, whatever it might be, whatever your structure is, that's what we're talking about. Corporate social responsibility extends really beyond that pursuit of the profit, and it encompasses a broader set of responsibilities towards stakeholders, including employees, customers, communities, suppliers, shareholders, etc. It recognizes that businesses have a role to play in contributing to sustainable development and fostering positive social outcomes and minimizing negative environmental impacts. There's a few key areas of corporate responsibility that often include environmental sustainability. So companies are expected to adopt practices that minimize their environmental footprint, such as reducing greenhouse gas emissions, your carbon emissions, conserving resources, promoting renewable energy, and implementing waste management and recycling initiatives. The next one is ethical business practices. You know, we just talked about ethical leadership in the last episode, but ethical business practices, that involves conducting business with integrity, transparency, fairness, and companies are expected to adhere to ethical standards, you know, combat corruption and bribery, and ensure responsible governance. And then another one is social impact and community engagement. Companies are encouraged to engage with and positively contribute to communities in which they operate, no matter where they are in the world. And this can include supporting local initiatives, investing in education, healthcare, your local sporting clubs, your local not-for-profits, promoting diversity and inclusion, and respecting human rights throughout their supply chains. Again, it doesn't matter where the company's reach goes to, wherever it is in the world, that they're actually promoting these things across all areas that they actually work in and operate in. And then another one is employee well-being and development. Ensuring the well-being, safety, fair treatment of its employees is an essential aspect of corporate social responsibility. And that involves providing safe work environment, fair wages, those living wages, equal opportunities for everyone in the organization, and supporting employee development and work-life balance. So making sure that people can disconnect from work and they're actually being reinvested into and they're being trained and developed. And then another one, of course, would be that stakeholder engagement and communications. So companies, they're expected to engage in open and transparent communications with all stakeholders. And this includes, again, customers, investors, employees, communities. And that's really to help build trust and allow for feedback and enable companies to understand and respond to societal expectations and concerns. A lot of people say, well, you know, this company, big international company or whatever, they shouldn't be involved in these things. Well, they should be. And another one is they're responsible for supply chain management. So companies are responsible for ensuring that their supply chains operate ethically and sustainably. This includes monitoring suppliers for compliance with labor and environmental standards and addressing any issues that may arise. And I know that a lot of organizations that operate in Western countries, for example, they get criticized for relocating like manufacturing capabilities and things like that to other countries that don't have the same level of work health and safety requirements that they might have in their home country, but they get criticized to say, oh, they're cost shifting and things like that, which they are, but they're saying that they don't uphold the same standards in these other countries, but they actually do. And a lot of these organizations, they actually bring up the standard in that country where they operate. So sometimes they kind of unfairly or unjustly get, I guess, criticized for that, but it's actually been proven by empirical research that shows that they actually do bring up the standard of living. They bring up the standard of work health and safety. They actually improve the employees' lives in those countries where they do operate. But corporate social responsibility, it's not only driven by ethical considerations, but also by the recognition that responsible business practices can lead to long-term financial success. So by doing these things, they're actually ensuring their long-term financial success. It enhances their reputation. It attracts and retains talented employees because people want to be associated with those organizations that do these type of things. It strengthens customer loyalty. I know personally there's been times when I've actually spent a little bit more money on a similar product because I know that part of that profit's going to go back into supporting some of these social and environmental things. And it mitigates risk associated with environmental and social issues. If they're doing what's best for the environment and society, then more than likely they're doing the right thing. So they're going to mitigate risk to themselves. A lot of companies actually, they now publish sustainability reports or CSR reports to communicate their commitments and goals and progress in these areas. And this allows stakeholders to assess their performance and hold them accountable. Additionally, there's also been various frameworks and standards such as the Global Reporting Initiative, the United Nations Global Compact, and as of 1 January this year to 2024, the new IFRS, which is the International Financial Reporting Standards, their Sustainability Disclosure Standards, S1, which is Standard 1, are the general requirements for disclosure sustainability related financial information, and S2, which is climate related financial disclosures, which came into effect again 1 January. And a lot of countries have actually adopted these standards. Australia is adopting these standards on the Australian Accounting Standards Board. And there's kind of a phased effect as far as organization size and turnover over the next 3 years to when they're actually going to be required to start reporting. Making people do this and actually being more transparent about this is incredibly important. Again, as shareholders, stakeholders, whatever your role is, you can actually look into these things and hold these organizations accountable for what they're saying they're doing and what they say they're going to do. You know, we got to get away from, they've already coined a term for it called greenwashing. So making sure that organizations aren't greenwashing their financial statements or their corporate sustainability reports so that we're actually getting the truth about what's happening. And the more organizations that do this, the more countries that get on board, the more companies that get on board, the more communities that get on board with these things, the more positive outcome and impact we're going to have. And all of these guidelines and principles for corporate social responsibility, they're incredibly important, and it's important that they're done and that they're transparent and that we're actually taking note of them as a stakeholder within the environment and the communities in which we live. So anyway, what are your thoughts on this? Let me know. If you have a topic that you'd like for me to talk about, please feel free to send me an email at blakerepine@gmail.com, or you can look me up on LinkedIn and message me through there. Just look up my name, Blake Repine. Love to connect with you. Love to have you in my network. And if you are getting something out of the podcast, share it with your friends. Let them know. Maybe they might learn something too. Again, if we're able to help somebody with one little thing, then we've done what we've set out to do. Thank you, and we'll talk to you again soon.